Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey mamas, I'm so excited to talk to y'all this week about yet another really passionate reason why you should exercise during pregnancy. And I think this one's extra special because as ladies and as mamas, like sometimes we wouldn't do something just for ourselves. Like we tend to kind of put ourselves on the back burner and say, it's not that important. Like I'll have time to get in shape after the kids are this age, or you know, the kids need this, my husband needs that, and we just don't really think it's that important that we have what we want, or that we're happy, or that our needs are met, which I would argue is not the healthiest way to think about it anyway, because when we pour into our own cup, we're just a better wife, a better mother, all the things, and it doesn't have to take that much time. I love teaching moms how to fit 10-minute workouts in 3 to 4 times a week and see their bodies, their confidence, their moods, everything just radically change. So it doesn't have to take very much time. And I promise everyone in the family will be so grateful that you did those things. So don't think it's selfish. It's not. But sometimes it's even more motivating to hear why it's important for our kids. I know for me, that's been a big fire under my butt since I became a mom. Is sometimes I wouldn't prioritize something for my own well-being. But if it's going to benefit my children, you betcha I'm going to do it. So today I'm going to talk about one of the most impactful reasons to get moving during pregnancy is to benefit our baby. There is a ton of research out there to show the many, many, many reasons, which I will just discuss a few of them today, why exercise benefits our babies in utero. So this is physiologically, mentally, emotionally, and I'm going to also argue habitually, even in the womb. So some of these health benefits, it's amazing. It's so cool. You read these studies and you're like, wow. Improved heart health. We are actually impacting the development of their heart by choosing to exercise. That is so cool. We improve their brain development from exercising when we're pregnant. They will have improved motor skills. They tend to even develop these earlier on and more easily than babies whose mamas did not exercise during pregnancy. They have improved coordination. They learn new coordination skills more easily and earlier on. They have improved respiratory health because we exercised. They have improved ability to manage the stresses of labor. And I think this one is huge. As a mama of, as I'm recording this, soon to be three under three. When you hear this, I will be a mama of three under three. But I can tell you, I did things differently from my first pregnancy to my second. I learned a lot. And watching my son and my daughter, they're both brilliant, amazing, awesome kiddos. But my daughter had such a leg up on my son. She developed so much faster. She's gained skills so much easier. She's been a better sleeper. Her emotions are a lot more, you know, controlled and managed than her brothers were at that age. Like, it's just amazing. Like, she's almost scary because I'll just turn around and she's doing something that I'm like, what? How are you doing that? You're not supposed to do that yet. Your brother didn't do that forever and ever. What are you doing? And I know a whole lot of that is the stuff that I did differently during pregnancy. I was really, really diligent with my exercise during my second pregnancy. So it's very cool. And I can even say firsthand, like I've seen this in my own kids, in my own motherhood journey. So mentally, it actually improves their language development, which again, I've seen this in my daughter. My daughter has picked up words so much faster than my son did. And my son was actually pretty advanced with his language for his age. It improves their memory and other cognitive functions, which my son is so crazy smart, y'all. Like he's 2.5. And some of the things that come out of his mouth, the things he remembers that we have said like once in passing that just come up, you're like, wow. So I can't even wait to see like the crazy things that my daughter remembers as her language continues to develop. She's only one. So, you know, she's not telling us full sentences at this point, but I'm just waiting to see the big differences I see there. Emotionally, it improves mom's emotional regulation, which yeah, exercise makes a big difference in our emotional regulation, both because when we get moving, like I've seen this time and time again in my own life and in other women's lives, but like, honestly, if you're upset, like go for a walk or go get a workout in and you'll be amazed. Like it just isn't that big of a deal anymore. You know, like it just puts things in perspective. It physically like works that frustration out, but also overall in general, right? It supports our metabolism and our hormonal health, and all of those things impact our emotions and our mood regulation. And so it makes us less reactive in general when we exercise regularly. There were a lot of studies that they showed because mama's emotions and mood regulation were so impacted by the exercise during pregnancy, it also impacted babies. And so baby tended to be less reactive and less all over the place emotionally as a result, which is amazing. So cool. It helps sleep, which during pregnancy is really challenging. Like first and third trimester for me are always challenging with sleep. Second is kind of that sweet spot for me. I know some ladies like sleep is hard all of pregnancy, but getting moving regularly does really, really help your sleep, which my daughter was a much better sleeper than my son. My son, I was like pulling my hair out as a baby because he was such a horrible sleeper. My daughter was amazing. I just kept thinking like, this can't be, like she shouldn't be sleeping this well. Like this is so crazy. She's always been a great sleeper. Our sleep also plays a role in reducing our stress. So kind of going back to what I was saying about, you know, mood regulation and emotions, when we sleep more, when we sleep better, we are not as reactive, we're not as stressed. That also gives baby health benefits because baby is not getting the, you know, influx of all those stress hormones, and baby tends to be less reactive and less stressed as well. It's just so cool. It also showed that it reduced baby's anxiety, which is so cool. It improves their orientation, which I saw this tremendously with my daughter. Like she was dialed in from day one. Like she just was. And it, I mean, again, like my son was not this like super delayed kid, but just the difference was amazing. And self-regulation. My daughter has always been so much better at self-soothing and calming down even when she is really mad. Like she soothes herself so much better than my son did, and I mean, even to some extent still does. So I just thought these were so cool because I was like, wow, I've actually seen that in my life too. And habitually, there is a super strong correlation between mama's activity level and that of her children. And I think, you know, this is one of those like, you know, correlation is not causation, and that is true. But when you think about your kids soak up everything you do, especially as mama, like mama, you are the primary teacher in your kids' life. They watch everything you do and they soak it up like a sponge. They think what you do is so important, and like that is their norm. You know, they don't know any different. So when you make exercise a priority and a consistent thing in life, they soak that up and they're so much more likely to exercise in their own life, in their own adulthood, and it just be part of their lives. And actually, even if it's something you've always struggled with, like I didn't really have consistent exercise modeled for me as a child. My parents didn't really do that consistently. They'd kind of like get on a kick and maybe like get in shape, but they'd, you know, kind of fall off, and it just kind of ebbed and flowed. It was never anything like consistent. They never went to the gym or really had consistent gym equipment at home or anything like that. It was very like fad diet type of stuff. So I never even had that modeled for me as a kid. But I really struggled to like find a healthy relationship with exercise. I've talked in other episodes about like how I really, really over-exercised before my son. So I've kind of gone in extremes. But even though I have struggled so much to find a healthy relationship with exercise, my kids hopefully and statistically probably won't, because they see mommy doing a normal, healthy amount of exercise for the right reasons all the time. You know, whether we are busy, whether we are not, whether there are people in town, whether it's the holidays, whatever, like mommy goes in the gym and works out. And that's just part of our day, and that's part of life. And they know that, and that is their norm. So to them, their relationship with exercise is already on such a better footing than mine was, even in my early 20s. Honestly, even into my early 30s. So it's just really, really cool the things that we can do to positively influence our children, to set them up for success, even in the choices that we make when they are in the womb. It is so cool. It's a radical responsibility, and it is a blessing of an opportunity. So if you needed another reason to start exercising during pregnancy, there you go. There's a couple. So if you're thinking, okay, fine, Dr. Emily, I hear you. I need to start moving. I mean, what's even safe to do during pregnancy? My doctor told me not to start anything new when I'm pregnant. And first and foremost, I'm not saying to go against advice from any healthcare provider that you're seeing. This is not what I'm saying. You should definitely have all exercise cleared by them, and you should have this discussion with them. But I do think that you can definitely establish a new exercise program that is supportive, that is positive, that is low risk, and that is going to benefit you and your baby during pregnancy. And that's something I really love doing all the time. And like I said, it does not take a ton of time or effort. We're talking 10 minutes a day, 3 to 4 times a week is what the vast majority of the women in my workshops and programs do. And it's amazing how good you can feel with just that small amount of time investment in a way that really, really supports our bodies instead of just zapping our energy and making us exhausted the rest of the day. It actually gives us a bunch of extra energy and we feel so much better. And then again, all of the benefits that our babies are getting. So if you're wondering, like, where should I even start? I have a freebie guide for you. I'll link it down in the show notes. It's called 5 Exercises for a Pain-Free Pregnancy. And I think those are a great place to start if you're like, I have never exercised, I don't know, or like, I don't know what's safe for pregnancy. Those are a great place to start. Again, it can be a really great conversation to have with your healthcare provider and say, hey, you know, I've printed off these exercises. What do you think? Do you think I am safe to do these based on what's going on with my pregnancy? But those are some of my favorites. I think they're really beneficial. And then additionally, if you want some more support, if you want like step-by-step guidance, and a little bit more like perspective and even more ideas, I have a really great workshop called Birth Like a Boss. And it really does talk a lot about birth preparation. But there's a ton of good information in there on how to support a really healthy pregnancy through exercise. If you are coming into this a little bit earlier than like the last month of pregnancy, you are going to be so glad you did, because there's tons of great information in there on dynamic mobility exercises, on strengthening exercises that are really helpful. And ladies have just loved that workshop. So I'm also going to link that down below. And I would love to hear from you. Reach out, email me, hit me up on Instagram, however you like to communicate. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if you found this helpful. Let me know what your questions are about exercise during pregnancy and the effects that it has on us as mamas and our babies. Until next week, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed week, and I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.